Sue Matthews of Friends of Shenfield Library. We haven't seen each other for a while.
That's right, but it's good to see you again, Michelle.
Tell us about Friends of Shenfield Library.
We've set up the Friends of Shenfield Library to support the library services provided by Essex Libraries, but we also want to add quite a lot of different things to what the library currently offers. We're hoping to put on concerts and have author events and run lots of fun things for children, like visiting storytellers, and so that we really want to make Shenfield Library a vibrant community hub and encourage people of all ages to make, you know, maximum use of it, really. There was uncertainty about the future of the library, but I'm really pleased to say that Essex County Libraries is going to be Essex Libraries are going to be maintaining a library in Shenfield for the foreseeable future. And in fact, by the end of next year, we're going to have a fabulous new building in the centre of Shenfield that everyone, I think, will be very pleased with.
Yeah, and that is due to the fact of yourselves and lots of people in Shenfield actually saying we want to keep the library, because if there's not enough people going to the library or actually using the facilities there, then libraries can suddenly disappear and they end up being flats or turned into something else, don't they?
That's right, but I'm really pleased that Essex Libraries have decided to keep a library in Shenfield, because it's a very important focal point in our community.
It's not just a library to go and get your books, although you can do. There's lots of other probably readers groups going on there. There's stuff for children to do there, as you're saying, a hub. But you're going to be doing music, and you've got a concert coming up very shortly with Tom Hodgkinson, who's performing this Saturday, the 1st of October.
Absolutely. We're very excited that our first event is going to be a performance by Tom Hodgkinson, who's a very talented young classical guitarist. He won the Essex Young Musician of the Year in 2022 against people who were up to 25 years old. So he's just 18, so he's done extremely well. And I think he's going to be one of these people that we'll all see on the stage for many years to come. He's going to be a big name, I think, in classical music.
And this has already been a sellout.
It has indeed, yes.
Which
we're delighted about that.
And you're going to be doing music in the new venue as well.
We will be indeed. And in fact, we've got another concert, another event coming up at the end of November, which we're really excited about as well. It's a very different kind of genre. We're going to be having a ukulele orchestra, ukulele band playing, and there'll be lots of fun things like Chaz and Dave songs to sing along to, and I think it'll be a really good night. So hopefully I'll be able to come and tell you a little bit more about that nearer to the time.
Yeah, and that's November. What date will that
26th be? 26th of November, which is a Saturday.
And if people want to find out more about the library, is there a main website that they can go to?
As yet, the Friends doesn't have its own website, but we are going to set that up. We're a very new organisation formed in July this year, but we will be having a website. But if people are interested, they can contact us via the Facebook adverts about the concert and say they'd like to be added to our mailing list. We've got a mailing list of about 200 people that we keep posted about what's going on at the library, our events and the library services events. So
excellent. And we will put those up online. And also, because at the moment it's in a temporary location, Shenfield Library, do you just want to tell everybody where the temporary location is again?
Yes, I'd really like to tell everybody that we still have a library in Shenfield. I think a lot of people have been saying, oh dear, the library's gone. But actually, it's located in a very nice building that's been refurbished at the back of the Bishop's Hill ACL College site on Rayleigh Road in Hutton, and it's a very nice place to visit. It's smaller than the previous library, but it's got a very good stock, and you can still use computers and all of the library services and so on. So it's well worth visiting. It's easy to park at, and there is a bus service to get there, and the signs are up in Shenfield about how to get the buses.
Excellent. It's really lovely to see you again. Best of luck with the concert at the weekend, which sounds like it's going to be fabulous, but it is sold out. But you might want to get tickets to go to the one that's going to be in November. All the details, we'll get them up on the website, as well as the contact details for Friends of Shenfield Library. We'll put up the Facebook page as well, so you can get in contact. And remember to use your library. If you are in the Shenfield area, use the library, because if you don't use these facilities, you'll find that they'll end up being closed. This one is not going to be closed, thanks to Sue and all the team that have really put a lot of hard work into make it not just a library where you can get books, which is obviously a fantastic thing because I love a book, but you've got so many other things going on, and it is a hub for the community.
Thanks very much indeed, Michelle. Lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you again too.